This week on The Takeaway, we're sharing an unexpected story of reconciliation from the life of Alvin Hall. It was an emotional trip back to high school for our colleague, with us tagging along. Alvin's success in high school had been overlooked or just plain erased by folks at his high school, even though he had gone on to become a financial advisor to some very wealthy individuals and institutions. You'd be surprised what you can learn about finance, being raised in a dirt-poor part of Florida by your grandmother. Back for the first time in 40 years, and with his high school making final preparations for Alvin Hall Day, there was time for Alvin to fill in a few historical blanks. And it started with some good food at the Wakulla Springs Lodge.
When I was growing up, you couldn't come here as a black person. If you could, it was only on limited days, because we never came.
I have to try this.
This is really good. Mullet and potato salad.
Yeah.
And black apple juice.
Yeah.
My grandmother and his father are sisters and brothers. So he is my first cousin once removed. I think he was 16 years old when he left Wakulla County. And he had not been back for many, many years. So he kind of disconnected from, you know, the people, places, and things of this area.
That's my cousin Tanya on my father's side. And she's absolutely right. This is my hometown. And for the best part of 40 years, I have had nothing to do with it whatsoever. I would come home for the occasional funeral, see a few relatives I cared about, and fly back to my life in New York City. I didn't write and seldom called. And the reasons, I guess, are many. People move. People want to move. I know I did. I knew I needed to get out of Wakulla. I knew from my reading that there was a bigger world out there, and I wanted to find out more about it and to experience it. I wanted to have my own life, create my history. My life was in front of me, not at the high school I attended in the 1970s. What was to be gained by going back? Absolutely nothing. Everything I needed from my childhood was inside me, and I had sorted through it all and made my choices. I had nothing to gain by going back. Turns out, I was wrong.
It starts at 21. There he is, right?
Wow.
There. That's him. Let's go back.
By now, you may have worked out that my father played no part in my upbringing. The only thing I can recall are vague memories. So I had no idea what was about to happen next when cousin Tanya and I sat down and made ourselves comfortable. And if you'd like to draw the curtains, we'll play the tape.
These are home videos from the 60s.
From the 60s?
Yes, this is from the 60s.
There is no footage of me with my father. There's no photograph.
You never even saw him.
I only recall his coming by the house one time in my whole life. And I have no memory other than a car coming up and this man getting out of the car, who was my father.
Mm.
And I have no memory of what he looks like or anything.
Mm-hmm. There he is, right?
Wow.
That's him.
So now I see where my face comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. For me, this potentially solves a problem of all these aspects of my personality, which are distinctly different from that of my other brothers and sisters. Why I like to travel, why I move around the way I do, why I'm so sociable, why I take risks. Thank you. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, you're welcome.
You've always been the kindest to me. Always.
I have.
Yes, for my father's side of the family, you have always been the kindest.
Isn't that a blessing?
Yes, it is. And things were about to get even more emotional. On the eve of what my old school had decided to call Alvin Hall Day, there was time for me and my producer, Dana, to check in with my 83-year-old Aunt Effie. She is one of my oldest living family members on my father's side.
I love him. Yes, I love him. He's my nephew.
What do you think about tomorrow, Alvin Hall Day? In what color?
Alvin Hall Day. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, I love it. That's great. He deserves it. He deserves it. You know, being born and raised in Waukala. I am very proud of him. Very, very proud of him. Yeah.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.